This is WSKG News. Residents in the village of Vinette are split over whether to dissolve their government. They vote on it next week. If yes, the village would be absorbed by the town of Vinette. But this decision is more about just saving money. It's about a deep rift between the village and town governments.
Now you said there's something here you wanted to bring up.
The petition. This wording is specific for the
Heather state. Gable and a small group of people took it upon themselves earlier this year to circulate a petition and bring village dissolution up for a vote. If successful, the village would be absorbed by the town. The town of Vinette has the highest property tax rate in Chemung County by quite a bit. Gable, who's also the water operator in the village, wants to change that.
You know, something has to be done. If we can get the village and the town to unite, we can bring these rates down significantly.
The idea of dissolution was brought up at a joint village and town board meeting in April. There's a state program that incentivizes communities to consolidate or dissolve. Gable says the village was taking too long to discuss dissolution, so she started the petition. After collecting enough signatures, the vote was set. That was supposed to be in November, but due to a clerical error, was pushed back to December. Some in the village government think there have been more errors than just that. They're angry about how Gable's group circulated the petition. Jake Briggs is the mayor of the village. He says residents were misled.
They presented it to several citizens as a petition to do a study, and it was not. The petition was to dissolve, period.
Gable says her petition clearly states that it's for a vote to dissolve. Amid all this, the village hired a company to do a report on how much money they could save. But some people had already taken sides.
Before the report even was coming about, they started putting up no signs all over the place.
George Katuri is the supervisor for the town of Vinette. He's referring to purple signs with white writing that pepper lawns in the village.
Vote no, vote no, vote no. And I thought, well, that's pretty much a conflict of interest.
Katuri accuses the village of trying to paint the town as the enemy. The study came out in October and found if the village does dissolve, residents would save some money and the town would see a boost from state aid and the village sales tax. On the other side, village residents would lose some autonomy. Saving money is one thing, but there's a trust issue. Barbara Lawrence is a village trustee and is against the dissolution.
The town of Vinette has the highest tax rate in Chemung County for towns. The village of Vinette for villages has the lowest tax rate. The question of why the town tax rate is so high has not been adequately answered.
What both sides seem to agree on is that there's been tension for years. Take the fire department. Up until the last decade, the village and town shared one, but they had a rift and the town created its own squad. Karen Frick is a village resident and says a lot of people are still upset about that.
There's been a lot of bad blood since then, and I don't see it getting any better.
The issue then is much like the issue now. It's village versus town. People like Gable see no reason for them to be separate. But people like Mayor Briggs think he and others in the village should have their own government, like they have for more than a century.
Our forefathers saw a reason to incorporate and to take care of the people in this one square mile. No one has seen a fit reason to change it since then.
And Briggs adds he doesn't see a reason now. The dissolution vote is set for next Monday. If no, dissolution can't be brought up again for another 4 years. If it's yes, a committee will form to discuss how to move forward. Gabe Altieri, WSKG News.